And the prices are coming down very rapidly. And now beef is starting to come down. The beef is starting to come down. But prices have come down very substantially.
I have to tell you, Mr. President, I didn't plan on talking about this, and we can get into it at a later date. But please, please, when it comes to beef, please look at the cartel that is the meat processing cartel. I mean, that is... I run a ranch, so I know what it's like. And I'm telling you, it is the processing plants. There's four of them, and I think two of them are not even American. It's bad. And they're colluding
with each
other.
And the farmers haven't done it because they're smart as hell. I'm surprised because that's been going on a long time, Glenn, long before I got here.
Help us. Help us. It's so we can't butcher with all of the federal regulations. It is really hard. You know, if there's something you can do to help.
Glenn, is that just a question of regulation, do you think?
A lot of it is. Yeah, a lot of it is. The inspections are insane.
So they make the regulation so tough that. So could you do it if you didn't have those regulations? Could you do it on your ranch?
Yes.
And is that the way to do it? Or do you think you need some pretty strong regulations?
Break the back of those processing plants. There's people that want to build processing plants everywhere. The regulations are killing us, just killing us.
So you're saying with less regulation, you think that the ranchers and farmers would do a very good job of processing the beef?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
I know. I'm going to look at that today.
I know.
I've been hearing about this problem for 20 years. I've been hearing about this problem.